2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to another edition of Rivals. I'm Scott Mitchell, and I'm here with Jason Buck.
Bambi Buck.
What the buck's going on in here?
Yeah.
I leave you kids alone for a minute, and you take over the radio station.
Yep, and the NFL locker room is full of Buckisms.
Yes, I can only imagine. So we've been talking in the past about personalities of football players, and we kind of decided, unilaterally, at least I decided.
Yeah, all by yourself, that you're a James Bond.
That I was Bond.
The quarterback.
It got me thinking about Bond.
Yeah.
And
we're talking about it. I'm like, we all love James Bond.
We love James Bond, right? So who is your favorite James Bond? And I think what's interesting here to me is that this is something that has spanned, I mean, decades. I mean, this goes back to the 1960s, and it's still going strong today.
Early 60s,
And so you've had all these different Bonds, right?
Yeah.
And they've their personalities are different, their styles are different, and so I'm just curious, you know, who's your favorite Bond?
You know what?
Why?
As we talked about, I'm a huge James Bond fan. I mean, I've loved him since I was a little boy.
Why? So, what is it about?
He's a man's man, right? I mean, he's a man's man.
Well, I understand because he's kind of a quarterback type of personality. I get that.
No way. He's debonair, you know. He's tough. He can fight. You know, he's the suspense. You know, he's always got the lady. I mean, you're good against evil. It has all those pieces of the formula that make it a movie that lives through the ages and never goes bad, never goes dry. But I go back to Sean Connery. I mean, I'm a big Sean Connery fan.
Okay,
and I loved he was a tough guy. You know, he wasn't the debonair guy. I mean, he had a little bit of that, but he was more of the tough guy. You know, a tall Scottish man, and he had a great accent, and he was just tough. I think a young Sean Connery with today's, you know, special effects and quality of filming would just knock it out of the park and be amazing.
So Sean Connery to you is kind of the every Bond. He could transcend all the eras.
He's the D lineman. He's the Jason Buck D lineman of James Bond. Okay.
He did more with less, is what you're saying, right? I mean, that's what you're. I mean, like if he had today's technology and all that stuff, he would be out of this world. So
insane.
So he did an amazing
job with what he had. He was like playing with the old suspension helmets and leather helmets, you know,
right,
comparing it to football.
Back when they, you know, football players were really football players, and it's kind of back when Bond was really Bond. Then he was your guy. And I love Sean Connery. I do. I love him in so many movies.
In all of his movies.
Yeah, I mean, I think of the Untouchables I just loved him in that movie. He's great in that movie. So I've always enjoyed his movies. But he's not my favorite Bond. I know, it's a shocker. But mine, surprisingly, because I like a lot of these other Bonds, but my Bond is Roger Moore.
Love Roger Moore.
And I just, to me, when I think of James Bond, I just think of Roger Moore. And I can't see another Bond. Like, I can't see Pierce Brosnan.
You grew up with him.
It was when I grew up with James Bond. And there was just something about, he was kind of a smart aleck. In some ways, you
like
know,
there a quarterback. Was, Roger Moore was the James Bond quarterback.
There was just this dry wit to him. And he was the most convincing to me of, like, that the women would just fall all over him.
Oh,
you know, there was just like, whoa, that's James
I mean, he had
Bond
some great
right
Bond
there.
Girls,
yeah.
too, like Jane Seymour.
He really had none of the Bond girls were bad, right?
I mean, right.
But for me, it's not so much him as it is the era of which I connected to the Bond series. And our producer Ethan, you know, he brought up a really interesting point about the different styles of these
of all the James Bonds.
Of all the James Bonds, yeah. And how some of them like a Roger Moore are less apt to fight. You know, for them it's like fighting is kind of an afterthought, or just, you know, a brief punch or two here, you know, kind of karate chop them in the neck and it's over with.
Yeah.
Whereas you have Daniel Craig, who is like, we're going to get after it, you know, so the fight scenes are more intense. And
I love that.
Right. And so it's something that I never really paid a lot of attention to, you know, which I think was an interesting.
I think that was a great analogy, though. The brawling James Bonds, you know, Daniel Craig and more of, you know, Sean Connery, and then the more debonair, you know, by deception and intrigue, James Bonds, Pierce Brosnan. Roger Moore were a little similar, I think.
See, I like Pierce Brosnan. I like Daniel Craig. You know, Timothy Dalton. I love Sean Connery, but for me it was Roger Moore. So a little interesting fact, which I found out a few years ago. So I love the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And it was a movie that I really, as a kid, there was just something magical about this flying car and this whole thing. And the Candyman scared me to death, you know. And my kids watch it today, and they despise the Candyman with the long nose, you know. You know, hated him. But that has a James Bond-esque to it. And the reason is because Ian Fleming actually produced and developed Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So it has that, you know, where, you know, it has the flying car, and they go in and rescue and they
know
save
that.
They
Ian
save
Fleming
all the people.
Did that.
So the thing also that's fascinating to me is here is this series, this Bond series, and it's transcended decades, you know, 60s, you know, and it's still strong today. When we come back, we're going to talk about, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, some of those movies that we can just, that never get old to us. That we can just watch over and over and over again. You're listening to Rivals. Come back. We're going to talk about our favorite all-time movies. Welcome back to Rivals. We're talking all things Bond, James Bond.
Now, we did determine that we're both James Bond, I guess, in the end. I mean, quarterbacks are James Bond, but you're the Roger Moore James Bond.
Everybody wants to be the quarterback.
And
I understand.
Roger Moore James Bond.
You know,
Bond.
If it makes you feel better, yes, Jason, you are James Bond.
Don't leave me out of the club.
No, you're James Bond. Yes, you're in. So we were talking a little bit about this whole Bond phenomena that's gone on for years, and people love to watch it. I do. You do. And it's interesting, and it's, you know, got me curious. What are those movies and that you can just watch over and over again? Because sometimes it's like they change the character and it just kills the movie, right? And it's just fascinating how they've had all these Bonds. And it's not so much the character, but it's sometimes they have a sequel and it's just not quite the same. And but there are just certain movies, and they don't have to be sequels or a series of movies. But what are some of those movies for you that you could just never get tired of watching?
Gosh, you know, I obviously love action movies. You know, James Bond, Star Trek, you know, those kind of things. But as far as series go, and they never get old to me. Some of the great movies that just inspire me and hit, you know, impact me for my life. I mean, I just Gladiator, right? Loved Gladiator with Russell Crowe. I could watch that again and again. And
so what is it? Is it just that, you know, in the face of these just tremendous odds, he just overcomes, and he just, you know, and he's fighting for these great values and fighting for the every is it the story? Is it the emotion it draws in you? I mean, what draws you back or into these movies?
Yeah.
'Cause I'm fascinated by how some, you know, like Ernest Goes to Camp, kind of not one of those movies, you know. I'm just
right.
You know,
no,
just some that are just kind of
these movies that I literally can transport myself into and live the emotion of it and feel the emotion of it and feel like I'm there living that part. I mean, Rocky One. I mean, I go back to the Rockies and I just, he cried, I cried. He fought, I fought. You know, I was just so involved in the movie and living it, going, man, that guy's living my life.
No, and, I could see that with Rocky. Oh, I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Buck definitely is Rocky.
The Rocky one, yeah. I just.
See, you're not
14
James
years
Bond.
Old the first time I saw it.
You're Rocky.
Yo, Adrian. Yeah. It's funny, in the NFL, the guys would say that when I'd come in from one of my fights in the practice. They'd be like, yo, Adrian. And I thought, okay, I'll take that. But definitely Rocky guy, Gladiator, Blast the Mohicans. You know, so the real great classics.
Yeah.
But it is. You go back to them, and they all have that story of great adversity and challenge and never giving up and emotion. And
so I love the Indiana Jones.
Okay. Great adventure movie.
I love Back to the Future. And here is a crazy movie.
You're a little more fun-loving.
A little bit, yeah. Like kind of... But those are
action adventure.
They're just not the kill you kind of, you know, beat you up kind of.
Yeah, not quite as heavy.
You're a defensive lineman, but I do like all those movies you just mentioned. I love Rocky. I love Gladiator. I'll give you another one. This is a quirky movie, but I'm just telling you, you got to go see it. The World's Fastest Indian, and it's the same story of Rocky, only the guy doesn't fight. So it's a true story. Based in about a gentleman named Burt Monroe, and Anthony Hopkins plays him in the movie. He's this quirky guy, lives in this little shed in New Zealand, and he's a genius as it relates to Indian motorcycles.
Okay.
And he can make them go fast, and he races them on the beaches of New Zealand. Okay. And all he wants to do is go to the Bonneville Salt Flats and race his motorcycle. That's like his life's ambition. Anyways, it's a great movie. And it's one of those, I'm just telling you, you fall in love with it when you see it. And so I like those movies like that. I love like a new movie that came out, Hidden Figures. I love Last of the Mohicans. I love the music in Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, it's great.
One of my favorite all time
Magua
movies.
Cut out his heart and held it up. I mean, that's
stuff. That's good
just,
stuff right there.
That's football
good,
game stuff.
That's good cinema.
That's good cinema. You know, you'd name some great classics. For me, if I go back to my classics to describe who I am, is John Wayne. Dude, I grew up the biggest John Wayne fan as a little kid. I watched his old B movies from like the 1920s and 30s. I mean, he was John Wayne was Americana and the man.
So when you get a great story,
yeah,
and you get a great character like a Russell Crowe or a John Wayne, because I love some of those. I've watched Casablanca. Love that movie.
Oh yeah,
some of those
Humphrey Bogart.
You know, it's like okay, I get why this is such a great movie. Here's one for you, because mine's all over the board, right?
Yeah.
My daughter, who just turned 16, one of our favorite things to do is to watch the movie Grease together.
Oh no!
And we love watching it, and it never gets old.
My wife and daughters will like force me to watch a chick flick once in a while, and it kills me.
See,
but I do. We have an agreement. I get like one chick flick in for every 10 man flicks.
So. On our show and in the future, we're actually going to have these rivalry challenges, and that's one of the things you're going to do when you lose. I'm going to make you watch a week's worth of chick flicks.
Oh, how about one chick flick? That'd be enough torture.
No, a week's worth of chick flicks.
I'd be date night with my wife, yeah. and
you're
going to
lose. We got to come up with a challenge so Jason has to watch chick flicks.
What? I can't watch 300 and you know, cutting my enemies' heads off.
So we're at the end of another episode. I'm James Bond. He's Rocky. Hope you've enjoyed Rivals.